The report indicates clearly that Zimbabwe is not ready to go for credible, non-violent, free and fair elections, particularly on account of the lack of critical legal and institutional reforms. The environment that prevailed in 2008 remains. There are no mechanisms to prevent violence, and therefore there is a real concern that the next elections, if there are no urgent reforms now, will be marred with violence and will not be free and fair. And it is also a timely call on the international community, and particularly on SADC, to increase pressure on the leadership in Zimbabwe to institute the right reforms before going to elections.
You call on SADC and also the donor community to press for changes. But how can they do this exactly? What sort of pressure?
What we have already on the ground is that through the facilitator South Africa, SADC has been mediating the process in Zimbabwe. And there is an agreed roadmap to elections that must be fully implemented. And we have said that SADC has said the right things on the need for reforms. But it must now match that with clear action that must be taken in the event of non-implementation, because there is really no movement. And SADC has not really pushed Zimbabwe. We know that, for example, in dealing with Madagascar, SADC suspended the country from participating in its processes as a way of showing its displeasure. So such options must now be looked at for Zimbabwe to say, how do you increase pressure? And for the donor community, it's not a question of re-engagement with Zimbabwe without conditionalities that would be tied to critical reforms. There is need to closely look at the coming elections to ensure that it is monitored by international players and that it is free and fair.
So is Human Rights Watch saying in the event of non-action by the partners in the inclusive government, then SADC and the donor community should impose sanctions on Zimbabwe?
SADC should look at those options in terms of an enforcement mechanism for its resolutions on Zimbabwe. This has been an area where there was a huge gap, where SADC has not always enforced in a robust manner its resolutions on Zimbabwe. So yes, SADC must begin to look at those options that would increase pressure on those responsible for frustrating and blocking reforms inside Zimbabwe. And those individuals within government, within the so-called unity government, must be fully aware that there are consequences for frustrating and blocking reforms, for committing human rights abuses, and for a failure to create a conducive environment for the holding of free and fair elections.